AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The National Transportation Safety Board says two people are dead after their small plane collided with an Air Force F-16 in the skies over South Carolina. Berkeley County, South Carolina spokesman Michael Mulay tells reporters,
"At this time, we can confirm that the pilot of the military aircraft ejected safely."
The pilot was taken to Shaw Air Force Base for observation. Teams are searching the area for those who were on that small plane. Bill Cosby's admission during a deposition in 2005 that he bought Quaaludes to give young women before sex could bolster criminal and civil claims being pursued by his accusers. Attorney Gloria Allred represents a number of women suing Cosby or pursuing criminal charges against him.
"Well, this is a very big deal because he's been trying to hide this truth from the public for many years. And so we're very gratified that the truth is out."
Whoopi Goldberg, one of the hosts on ABC's The View, says,
"We'll see what happens. You know, as more information comes out, people can make judgments. I don't like snap judgments because I've had snap judgments made on me."
Democrats in the South Carolina House calling on House Republican leaders not to delay action on a bill passed by the state Senate calling for the removal of the Confederate flag from the Capitol grounds. State Representative Todd Rutherford heads the Democratic caucus.
"We now ask that they not erect hurdles, that they not try and pass other amendments and put up other flags and other symbols of the Confederacy and other symbols of hatred and racism."
The banner came under greater scrutiny after authorities said a gunman motivated by racial hatred opened fire inside a black church June 17th, killing 9 people. Florida State University dismisses freshman quarterback DeAndre Johnson after prosecutors released a video showing him punching a woman at a bar. This is AP Radio News. Federal health officials say there's been a spike in heroin use. The CDC reports the number of users has grown by about 300,000 over the last 10 years. Most of the increase was in whites across all income levels. Experts think the shift is due to people turning from opioid painkillers to the cheaper heroin. High-tech era and bad manners in theaters. Warren Levinson explains.
Just before Thursday night's performance of the play Hand to God on Broadway, a patron climbed up onto the stage and tried to plug his mobile phone into an outlet on the set. You could think of it as the most bizarre breach of theater etiquette ever, or if you were the set designer, Beowulf Borat, you could take it as a compliment to the realism of your work.
"Apparently, that's what I ought to hold it to. A couple of people have said, thank God there wasn't a toilet on the set or we would have really been in trouble."
At any rate, there was no power to the outlet. The theater staff was so stunned, they gave the guy back his phone instead of confiscating it. Warren Levinson, New York.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.